It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green. Iran's foreign minister seemed to make a big impression on leading world powers. At the United Nations yesterday, he called for a new round of talks over his country's nuclear program. Secretary of State John Kerry even stayed a bit longer to speak to him one-on-one, a rarity in U.S.-Iranian relations. Now comes the hard part, trying to turn this new tone into a deal that limits Iran's nuclear ambitions. We'll speak to a journalist in Iran in a moment. First, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on a day of tentative but hopeful diplomatic overtures.
Foreign Minister Javad Zarif was all smiles on his old stomping grounds at the UN. He was Iran's longtime ambassador here, and now he represents a government that's trying to show a moderate face to the world, including on the nuclear issue.
We hope to be able to make progress towards resolving this issue in a timely fashion based on respecting the rights of the Iranian people to nuclear technology for peaceful purposes, including enrichment, and at the same time making sure that there is no concern at the international level that Iran's nuclear program is anything but peaceful.
The U.S. and its allies believe Iran is trying to build a nuclear bomb and have sought to limit Iran's enrichment program. Zarif says Iran wants talks to move quickly and wants to get out from under crushing international sanctions.
As we move forward, there has to be removal of sanctions, and in the end game, there has to be a total lifting of all sanctions, and both bilateral sanctions, unilateral sanctions, as well as multilateral sanctions and UN sanctions. And we hope to be able to move in that direction within a short span of time.
Other diplomats weren't raising prospects for that quite yet, but came out of the meeting praising the new Iranian foreign minister. Secretary of State John Kerry described the meeting this way.
And I think all of us were pleased that Foreign Minister Zarif came and made a presentation to us which was very different in tone and very different in the vision that he held out with respect to the possibilities of the future.
Kerry says he explored those possibilities a bit further in a one-on-one meeting and plans to continue to work on ways to clear up questions about Iran's nuclear intentions.
Needless to say, one meeting and a change in tone, which was welcome, doesn't answer those questions yet, and there's a lot of work to be done.
Iranian officials want a deal within 3 to 6 months. The EU's top diplomat, Catherine Ashton, who organized yesterday's meeting at the UN, says 12 months might be more realistic.
Like the minister, I am very ambitious for what we can do, but we all know that we have to be very practical in translating political ambition into what does that mean for the effective work that we do on the ground. And that's what we really need to focus on now.
Ashton and the other diplomats who've been involved in past negotiations with Iran had proposed a set of confidence-building steps. The previous Iranian government never responded.
It remains on the table. And either the Iranian government can decide to respond directly to that, or it can put forward its own proposals.
She says she's asked them to do that before negotiators meet in Geneva in mid-October. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.